We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Talking baseball with the head coach of the Crimson Tide, Brad Bohannon. And coach, it's always great to come off a sweep. What can you tell us about the weekend that was for Alabama baseball against Mizzou?
Yeah, sweeps are hard to get in the Southeastern Conference, and it was big. We needed it. We went into the weekend with an 8-10 SEC record. And any coach will tell you that you're just trying to get to 15, you know, anything over past that is gravy. So it was nice to get the sweep and to get to 11-10 in league play. And again, it's hard to sweep anybody. I thought we played pretty well when you look at the 3 days, and certainly there were some periods of time we weren't as sharp or made a few mistakes, but really proud of our kids for finding a way to win three games.
Yeah, and this group has been resilient all season long, and that was really challenged from the very first inning going up against Missouri on Friday. Fall down 4-0 with Tyler Ross on the mound. What can you tell us about the response you guys had right away at the plate?
Well, unfortunately, we have too much experience playing from behind, and I've been joking with the kids. Oh my, y'all know it's okay to score first, right? I'm not going to be mad at you if we score first, but it does say a lot about our kids. And you know, our theme the whole year, and really as long as I've been coaching, is I try to coach the kids hard in the fall and teach them how we want them to play. And in the spring, I just say, go play. There are times you have to play situational baseball, but don't play the scoreboard. Just go play nine innings and win pitches. And this group is really, really good at that. You know, they're not perfect, but they're really good at it. And that first inning was a great example. Rossi punches out the first two guys, gives up a cap job and a double and some really soft contact and found some holes and just really bad luck. And our guys come in and they score two, you know, and that really speaks to the culture of our program and the strong intangibles of the kids that are playing.
Yeah, home runs in that inning by Peyton Wilson, another leadoff home run for him, his fifth of the year. Zane Denton gets a homer, and then even after Mizzou grows the lead a little bit, there's Sam Prater right there once again. You got to love the consistency they're having. And then we ultimately saw a great weekend at the plate from Drew Williamson as well.
Yeah, it's been huge for our team for Sam and Drew to start performing to the level that we know that they can. And we've always believed in them. We had high expectations for those two guys coming into the year. And, you know, for whatever reason, they both kind of scuffled a little bit, you know, the first several weeks. But the way that Sam and Drew are playing right now is how I expect that they'll play the rest of the year and kind of what we were looking to get from them. So that's been huge because guys like Zane Denton and William Hameter and Peyton Wilson have been pretty consistent for us. And now instead of really having two or three guys you can count on, we got five or six, and we're getting some more production out of the bottom with Caden Rose and Jim Jarvis and you know, whoever's been playing left field. So offense has really grown and really proud of all those guys.
And then even sticking with that Friday night game for just a moment, you know, Tyler Ross didn't have the kind of start he wanted to have, but what does it say about him that he was able to keep going in that start when you needed him to bridge the gap to the bullpen with such thin pitching depth that Alabama has at the moment?
Yeah, Rossi's a real competitor. I can't say enough about his makeup and his intangibles, and he's a warrior out there. And, you know, all these young pitchers, they want to be starting pitchers and they want to be the Friday night guy. Well, hey, man, we can't go get you in the second or third inning, you know, especially as banged up as we are. And I thought Rossi had some really bad luck in the first. And then, you know, after that, he probably wasn't as sharp as he has been, which is no knock on him. He's been pretty dang good, you know, the last few weeks. And not one time was he looking in the dugout wanting us to take him out. He knew that we needed him, and he grinded, and he got us to the middle of the game, and then gave our bullpen a chance to pick him up. And that's what I told the kids after the game. I'm like, Rossi has carried us a lot of Fridays this year, and I was really proud of the offense and the bullpen for picking him up. And that's team baseball right there.
And then the next day on Saturday, it was Dylan Smith going 8 innings, getting a career high 11 strikeouts, getting his first win of the year, and really looking the best he's looked all season.
Yeah, Dylan was outstanding on Saturday, and it's hard to strike out more than 10 guys and not walk anyone. Usually those numbers kind of go hand in hand a little bit, but you know, he was able to pitch into the eighth inning because he didn't walk anyone, and we played pretty good defense behind him. So Dylan's had a great season. You know, I wish individually that, you know, he had some better numbers to show just how well that he has pitched for us, but he's had an amazing season, and really expecting a strong finish from him.
And sticking with pitching for a moment, what can you tell us about the plan going into Sunday? Connor Shamblin got the start, and again, just whoever you seem to throw in there, some good results on the mound for the Crimson Tide throughout that Sunday ball game.
Yes, so we pitched 5 guys on Sunday and was just really proud of all of them. And Connor is a guy that's thrown a lot of good innings here in his career, and he's a little dinged up right now and just in battling for us. And you know, then again, the bullpen, I mean, the next 4 guys put up 7 zeros, which is just outstanding. And, you know, as well as Tyler Ross and Dylan Smith have been on the front end, and Chase Lee and Landon Green have been on the back end, Will Freeman's been every bit as valuable as those 4 guys pitching in the middle of the game for us. And he's kind of an unsung hero. And he pitched 5 innings of shutout baseball this weekend and pitched in 2 of the 3 games. So just kind of wanted to recognize him as well.
And on Sunday, Alabama had been shut out at the plate in 6 innings before us finally breaking through in the 7th inning. But had you seen some good things in some of the at-bats leading up to that that led you to believe something big was coming for this Crimson Tide offense late?
Honestly, no. I was frustrated with them. You know, I was frustrated with some of our at-bats early. And, you know, I called them together in the middle of the game. And I'm like, hey, guys, show me some fight. Come on, show me some more fight. And don't wait till the 8th or the 9th until you do that. And I can't remember if it was a 6th or a 7th inning, but we lined out 3 times. You know, so there wasn't any panic, but I don't think we quite had the heightened sense of intent and focus. Maybe those first few innings that we had at other points in the weekend. But, you know, to our guys' credit, we found a way to win and executed some things late that put us in a position to win the game.
Well, also on Sunday, a very special moment before the game, we were able to recognize Troy for all the service she's given Alabama baseball over the years. What did that mean to you?
Yeah, that was awesome. Miss TL had retired several months ago, and we hadn't been able to honor her the appropriate manner just because of all the COVID restrictions and all that, and finally got to a point where we felt like we could do something that she was worthy of what she had done for our program. So, you know, it's just unheard of anymore to work 23 years anywhere, and just really appreciate everything that she did for me personally and for the program. And, you know, we still stay in close contact, and you know, she's still right down the street, but we miss her and was really happy that we were able to honor her this weekend.
Yeah, you guys were able to honor her as well. Earlier this season, you got to honor the 2020 senior class that didn't really get to have a senior day. So I'm sure moments like that have been great to have this season. And Mississippi State's coming up, so we know senior day is right around the corner for a lot of these guys that we hope have a lot more baseball to play in a Crimson Tide jersey.
Yeah, there's so many people that go into, you know, an organization like an SEC baseball program. And I think as a head coach, I get it when things go well, and maybe too much blame when things don't. But there's so many people like Ms. Troy Lane administratively, or just our players. You know, at the end of the day, I'm not throwing the baseball. I'm not swinging the bat. You know, at the end of the day, it's the kids that are putting in the work, and they're making the pitches and getting the hits. So they're the ones that deserve all their credit. And you know, to all of our former players and our current players, probably don't take the time to tell them how much I appreciate them, but I do. And that's why we really, really wanted to honor last year's senior group, because they had been such a big part of getting us over the hump, you know, and we're still not where we want to be. But, you know, internally, you know that we're over the hump, you know, with the culture of our program and the young talent that we have. And I thought it was important to them and just for me personally, I wanted to recognize those guys.
That confidence allows you guys to go on the road to Nashville coming up this weekend to take on a Vanderbilt team that at times has been all over the top five this season, at times number one in the country. Just what's the team's mindset and focus going to be like going into Nashville for these three pivotal games?
Oh, the kids are going to be hungry. You know, they're fired up. And what a tremendous opportunity to go play a top five team at their place. And, you know, hopefully we'll come out like we did when we went to Arkansas, you know, when they were number one in the country. So tremendous respect for Vanderbilt and Tim Corbin and their program and this year's group that they have. It's a very talented team, a really good team. You know, I like our team too, and really excited for the challenge. And, you know, we're not going to shy away. We're going to, you know, give them everything we got, throw our best punch, and see what happens.
Well, before I let you go, I wanted to ask you about your taking part in the Uneven Baseball documentary. We saw the trailer come out for it this past week, and you're involved as well as Alabama Director of Athletics Craig Burns. Just what can you tell us about the documentary trying to shed some light on the college baseball scholarship issues?
I'm excited to see the finished product. You know, I just answered some questions and gave some feedback, and you know, I think it'll just be really good for somebody who's not as intimately involved with college baseball like I am to kind of get a better understanding of the landscape. And there's a lot of issues, and, you know, college baseball has grown tremendously, and there's tremendous support for it, especially in the Southeastern Conference. And I think anybody that cares about what we do, that we're always looking for ways to maybe make it better and to improve it. And, you know, I think the common theme that any coach would tell you, no matter where they – whether they coach at a school with state lottery or financial aid or boarding state scholarships or that we would all say that we wish we all had more money to give these kids. You know, you just hate for kids to have to make a decision based on the finances, and it's expensive to play college baseball. And, you know, I don't know what'll come of it, but I was honored to be included, and, you know, hopeful that it'll at least help educate people of, you know, the situation that we're all dealing with our scholarship limitations.
Well, we look forward to seeing that documentary coming up in a few weeks. And, Coach, we look forward to seeing the Crimson Tide in Nashville this weekend against the Vanderbilt Commodores. Just thank you for some time with us on Crimson Drive today. Roll Tide.
Hey, Roll Tide, Roger. Thank you.